Welcome everyone to the Accounting Influencers Podcast. This is the show that's produced for those of you in the profession who want to improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work and ultimately make your firm really fly.
I'm Rob Brown, and with my fellow host Martin Bissett, we're going to help you cut through the crap and the noise and the hype that's out there to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom from some of the most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dex.com. They wear receipt bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dex?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dex.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable and powerful. What a great clear value proposition. So as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dex gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dex.com. Thank you. So Martin, you've always got an eye on the news and what's new and fab in the accounting profession. What's caught your eye this week?
This week, Rob, I'm looking at MTD. Ooh. Now, for our UK listeners, that will need no introduction. For our international listeners, I perhaps have to explain a wee bit of context here. So MTD is our abbreviation here in the United Kingdom for Making Tax Digital. And what that means is that the government has decided that it doesn't want to chase us for cash anymore. And instead, it's just going to come and take the money out of our bank accounts. And of course, we have to comply with this because it's law. So we have to be set up to make automatic transfers of tax payments as they fall due. Now, I can imagine some people listening to this being aghast going, what? They're allowing what to happen? Yeah, that's right. And it's been coming for years, guys. This has been postponed several times now. So this whole MTD thing, you need to watch out for it. Wherever you're listening right now, if it's not already part of your work as an accounting practitioner and part of your legislation in your country, watch out because it's on its way.
Well, it was big a couple of years ago, wasn't it? And then we had COVID, so it kind of went on the back burner for a while, but now it's back.
Yeah. Been postponed twice, but now UK businesses are receiving letters saying, why haven't you become compliant yet? If you're a business owner in the UK, you've likely received a letter from the revenue saying, well, several letters. First of all, saying, don't forget, it's time for this. The deadline is this. And why haven't you met the deadline? So there's a huge amount of work for accounting practitioners to do, Rob, to set up all of their clients to be MTD compliant.
Well, that's it. So as you say, there's a huge amount of work because many accounting firms, as you know, not just in the UK, but all over the world, Martin, they're not digital. They're still working with pens and papers and even Excel spreadsheets, aren't they?
The best figures I can get in North America, for example, Rob, is that less than 5% of organizations are on the cloud with regard to their accounting software.
5%?
5%. Now, that is a real finger in the air sort of figure.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the desktop market still rules, certainly in the US. And you think to yourself, well, how fast before this all changes? Because we've just seen through COVID that the US government was able to issue stimulus checks, I think three different stimulus checks, if I'm not mistaken, and was able to get that done very quickly. So perhaps the rollout of MTD might not be as big a job in North America as we think. But what is important, and what I really want listeners to understand from this, is that for your firm and your future, this is what your clients have to be ready for. And if you're not making them ready, there's somebody else who wants to make them ready.
Yeah.
And that's the real point of this news item, is that MTD is here in the UK. It's been trialed elsewhere. It's going to come to places where it isn't already. This is the direction of travel that we're going in. And from a listener point of view, our listeners need to think, right, okay, I'm an accountant in practice. I work for a firm. I own a firm, whatever it is. And my clients are going to have to go through this at some stage. And we as a firm are going to have to be ready for this at some stage. So we don't have to be the quickest, but we do have to be faster and better than our competitions.
But a couple of weeks ago, we talked about private equity in the accounting fintech profession. And these firm owners that are not digitized, they've got to move on, haven't they? They've got to sell up, they've got to get out, or totally revamp the whole firm to be MTD compliant.
Move on or move out, basically, yeah. And again, the thing that's different about this, Rob, to normal, because, you know, we see patterns in the profession all the time. We see things that have been around many years before, and it's the third or fourth time around the block capturing our attention. Mm. What's different this time is the speed of it.
Right.
Okay, so this is not the first time. I mean, we were talking about the paperless office 35, 40 years ago. You know, so that bit's not new. It's the speed of progress and the speed of change now that's new. It's faster than it was. And if that trend continues, it's only ever going to speed up. And if that hypothesis is true, then the requirement for us as the practitioners to speed up is becoming ever more urgent.
And you see, Martin, that the UK is a test case for this. Are we one of the first countries to force digitalisation of accounts?
Be careful the word force there, but to make it law, yes. Yeah, I think we are one of the first. And I do wonder what's next. Because assuming that everyone complies and there's no great rebellion, as there was with things like the poll tax, for example, and it just goes ahead, then I do wonder what else is the next piece of legislation to come in and what else we're going to be tasked with having to provide information on. So it's a real watch this space, this one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll do an update in a few weeks and see where we're at with it. But thanks for that, Martin. Great stuff.
Cheers.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practicing clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So, Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers podcast, freeagent.com/AIP. And they can book that consultation today.